It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
My brother is still on the other one. Maybe he's jumping in, and otherwise we're going to do this.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Hey, thanks for making your way here, checking out the series. As always, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews. I do three brand new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which makes it a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at all the usual spots like iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Hermanos Gutierrez, going to be talking with the brothers about their brand new record. It's called El Bueno y El Malo. Produced by Dan Auerbach. So we're going to be hearing about how that came together, finding their collection of songs that recall desert landscapes and beautiful Western images. We're going to talk about how they started the band, what led them to playing classical guitar, and how they hooked up with the Black Keys lead, and the 10 seconds of listening, of Dan listening, that actually brought them together. Less than even half a minute is all it took for him to realize what the guys were doing and you know, why it was important that they did this record together. We're also going to discuss why the desert is such a strong touch point for the writing, and how coming from both a Swiss and Ecuadorian background influenced their style. All that's and more. We're talking El Bueno y El Malo. It's Kyle Meredith with Hermanos Gutierrez.
Hey, Kyle.
It's been such a cool experience to see your all's journey in the past few years here that's been happening, that's led up to this brand new record, El Bueno, El Malo, and has you working with Dan Auerbach. And we're going to talk about that here in just a second, but I thought we'd get caught up a little bit because I think you are still being introduced to a lot of us. So take me back. It's you and your brother, and I don't know, you play an instrumental version of these guitars, and how long have you been doing this?
Well, my brother and I, to start, we started 6 years ago when he moved to Zurich and we weren't close to each other. So one day he called me and said, hey, why don't you come over? It was a 1 hour drive. And why don't you bring your guitar? So I brought my guitar. And then he told me, hey, I have this idea, but something is missing. So maybe you can play with me. And so we were playing and it sounded really great. And all of a sudden, a friend of his roommate comes into the room and he says, hey, this is beautiful. Which band is that? Which song is that? And we were like, hey, we're just jamming a little bit. And he was the one that said, hey, you should do a band. You should go record. You should play concerts. And we were like, okay, let's think about that. So we never had the intention of, being musicians or being a band. It was just a natural process.
Well, it's still an interesting, like, you could have been a rock band, you could have been an Americana, but you could have been all these things. It's almost funny that what you're doing stands out, because what you're doing in one sense is so obvious and simplistic. What drove you all to the sound? I mean, when we read the bio, you know, and it talks about you all being influenced by 50s and 60s Latin music. Like, what was it about that called your name?
Hey, I started to play the guitar when I was like 10 years old, and I started to play the classical guitar, the nylon strings. And I always loved the Argentinian sounds. There's one typical genre which is called milonga. So I always played this classical guitar at home, and my mother always came and said, oh, she's so moved. Sometimes she started to cry because she got so emotional, missing her home. And I think that was the sound that we have in our house. So when my brother was 16, I'm 8 years older than he, I moved to Ecuador for 1 year. And then he missed the sound of the guitar at our home, and he started to play the guitar on YouTube tutorials. So that's when he also started to play. And then maybe 2 years later, we started to play together, as I told you.
Well, it's still seeing, as we read, you know, hearing about finally people start noticing even worldwide. And I guess that happened while people were kind of pent up in their houses in 2020. Mm-hmm. When did you all start noticing that difference?
Good question. Because, I mean, at the beginning, we had small gigs, you know, it was sometimes in the background, but we always had fans that came up and said, hey, you really touched my soul. And I think that's the thing that always was in our mind. Hey, we can really touch somebody's heart with our music without singing. So we always got on that idea, and we never had the intention of recording four albums in 4 years. You know, it was always like, hey, we have new ideas, let's do it again and again. And then happened the pandemic, and we wrote this one song, which is called Esperanza. And during the pandemic, and I think that was the time when everybody was sitting at home, and all of a sudden it spread out like a virus, but a good virus, you know? So, yeah.
The good kind. I see we now have Alejandro joining us as well. Hello, sir.
Hey, man. So nice to meet you. Thank you.
Well, you're just in time to pick up the story. You know, we've gotten the backstory about how you all came to play the music that you did and finding the sounds, and 2020 rolls along, and that eventually puts you all in touch with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys, one of our favorite bands around here. What did he bring to the process?
Oh, that's a good question, because there's so many things that I think he was there, but not trying to be with all the respect that he had. But I think it was his mature thinking of creating something and adding things to our music, which is going to enrich what we're doing, but we're not going to overproduce it. So the right balance of, okay, what's there already and what can we add so it's going to sound a little bit more how he wants to hear it, you know? So I think that's what he did. And he never did it in a very demanding way. He always let us do what we want to do. And just asking, what do you guys think if we add like drums over that part? What do you think if we add like an organ? Even we came up with ideas, and he was always like, yeah, let's do it. Let's just try it out. So from the first beginning, it was all about having fun together. It was not about pressure. It was not about delivering something. It was about creating something beautiful together. And I think just with this kind of attitude, with this kind of mindset, we always felt so comfortable to create what we did. And I think it's a beautiful record.
Everything I know about Dan and his reputation as a producer, and even when he's working in the Black Keys, is so much, it's so quick and it's seamless. And especially when he's working with other people, I always hear about it. Like, we just came in with our stuff. I mean, it's almost like he's there with opinions, but he's as much of, you know, as like the engineer as anything, just waiting for you to be your best self. Like, that's the impression that I get.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. 100%. Yeah, totally.
And the fact that, as I heard, it only took a 20-minute conversation for you guys to nail this down too. That's I kept reading that. What was that 20-minute conversation?
Well, first it started that our manager showed his manager our first video. It's called El Jardín. And they have all Tuesdays, they have a meeting between the manager, Dan, and Alan, which is the sound engineer of Easy Eyes Sound. So before the meeting started, Tom said, hey, Dan, you have to check out this video. And apparently after 10 seconds, Dan closed the notebook, the laptop, and said, yeah, let's have a call with the boys. So that's the cool story. And then we had like 2 weeks later, we had this 20 minute last-minute call. And it was from the first moment, it was clear we wanted to work together. It felt good from his side and also from our side, because we just love all the vision that he has with the vintage sound, the guitars, the amps. And man, if you go into the studio, it just feels like, well, this is amazing. I think for every musician, it would be a dream to be able to record an easy sound. It was magical.
I have done an interview in there, but I'm not a musician anymore. So that's as close as I get to recording an easy eye. So.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Hermanos Gutierrez. You know, so you have these songs as we get into the album here, and so much of what you all talk about when you're talking about your songs, nature comes into it, whether you're talking about the desert or whatever. How does that work for you all? I mean, Alejandra, you know, we see what looks like a bit of desert behind you anyway right now, but
oh yeah, it's Joshua Tree.
So what is it about, like, I guess I'm asking, like, why you all write to that? What is it about the desert? What is it about nature that continues to inspire you? And how does the music soundtrack that in return?
I think mainly because it resonates with us on a level that we can't explain. It's like frequencies. Just when we're getting there, we always feel like in a place where we feel humble and like surrounded by this nature. I just feel blessed to be alive. And maybe that's the thing which is inspiring for us in creating music. And then we come up with things which, on the other hand, I also cannot have an explanation how we come up with ideas. But it's just there, and something is around here which inspires us in a very deep level. That's for sure.
Estevan, what is the sound of the desert that you're looking for? I don't, that might be the same type of question that's a bit unanswerable, but what is, because we talk about the desert sound a lot. What is that to you?
Just the way we play, we call our music instrumental Western sound, because sometimes people ask, what kind of music do you play? And it was at the beginning, it was difficult to say, yeah, we play kind of blues. No, it was difficult. So that's, I think, the best explanation, instrumental Western sound. But I don't know where we got it from. Maybe in another life, we were born here, we lived here. I don't know, we just feel so connected to the desert, and feeling that the people who live in the desert or went through journeys here also say, hey, yeah, that's exactly the sound that I hear when I travel through these landscapes. Yeah, we're just blessed to have this ability to create this kind of music.
There is also now the Zurich part of that. And when we talk about Switzerland, yeah. I was thinking, like, I think Jose Gonzalez is also up there. And he also has South American roots. And I thought, is this a thing? Is there a crossroads between Switzerland and South America?
He's from Sweden, actually.
Oh, Sweden, okay.
Yeah, I guess we have kind of the same background, because, yeah, we were, our father is Swiss, our mother's from Ecuador. So, you know, every our vacation, we always went to Ecuador and had our families there. And I think to see this different culture and to go back and live in another culture was a lot, but we were so blessed, you know, to live in two worlds. So I think at the end, we just took from each culture stuff and mixed it. And yeah, that's the way we think and we are.
Is there a cultural crossroads between the two? Like, what are the actual similarities?
Oh, that's a hard one. That's a really hard one. Talking of cultural similarities.
And maybe there's not, you know, I mean, maybe this is the perfect marriage because of that.
Maybe because I can't think of anyone. Yeah, I can't think. Maybe like my brother's telling you, like seeing different parts of culture makes you even appreciate which is not there, the absence of something. So I think that's about it. I mean, there's one example that I like to tell. We had a trip, we went to Ecuador. And our relatives came and picked us up, and we're about 10 people. And we didn't know all of them, but they were so emotional. They were so happy to see us. And we went all the way back to that small town where our mom comes from. And they just put us on the pickup, you know, like back, no safety, nothing. And they were so like taking care of us. And that's something that would never happen in Switzerland. But because it's never happening, it makes you appreciate it. And you're like, oh, wow, this is beautiful. But you don't have to live with that every day. So you go back to Switzerland and you're not having it. And it's okay as well. You know, so I think maybe that's how we can put it.
Well, it does make for just seriously beautiful music that you all make together. And hearing the way you talk about them, like I'm always interested, especially when you're making instrumental music, like the songs have a title and the title gives it meaning. And then you tell the story of the song. When for a lot of these songs that I imagine would really just come about by jamming and just playing with each other, does the story come afterwards? Like you put like Golden Valley or Thunderbird or something like that on the titles, and suddenly, like, does that come later? Like, this is what the song reminds me of. Is that how it works?
It depends. It depends. Sometimes the name is born at the second when we have the idea of the song, so we exactly know. Hey, this one, for example. El Bueno, El Malo was from the beginning. Hey, this is going to be this song. And sometimes it's a bit hard to find a name because we're struggling. My brother and I, without words, we're always at the same places. That's really cool. But sometimes it's difficult to find the right name. But yeah, I don't know. But at the end, we always want to tell a story with the song titles. And I think also now with El Bueno, El Malo, there are a lot of good, cool tracks and nice tracks.
Well, seeing you guys, you're out there on the tour, and I'll wrap it up with some of this right here. Playing the Ryman with Jason Isbell recently, I think, and then upcoming with Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats later on this year. I mean, some of my greatest, you know, some of the greatest songwriters and some of my favorites that you get to play with, you know, and seeing you working with Dan, I mean, being in this sort of family, are there more collaborations on the way that you all are talking about?
Not yet. We're happy with the present moment. We don't need more. We're trying to ride this wave as long as possible and having an open mindset to whatever comes. We just, yeah, want to keep on going, create beautiful things. That's all what we have in mind.
Well said. And you got action figures out of it, I should point out. I've seen that you all have action figures. Where do you keep your action figures?
Action figures?
Yeah, I saw like little plastic action figures of you all.
Actually, it was a giveaway. We don't know. We sent it to a fan who answered one of our questions. So it's somewhere in the world.
See, I'm so surprised you didn't keep one of those for yourself and you've got that, you know, up on the mantle somewhere. I mean, who gets an action figure of themselves? That's what I'm saying. Fellas, yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. El Bueno, El Malo. It's such a great album. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Take care.
My thanks to Esteban and Alejandro. Hermanos Gutierrez, the new record is called El Bueno y El Malo. And thanks to you for checking out the episode. Before you get out, please do hit that subscribe button. Again, I put out 3 new interviews every single week. New ones every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all 3 of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Consequence Podcast Network.
All good, bro.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.